nice showers.
And our next stop on Crop Watch, we are in the Roseau area visiting with Amy Browning. And Amy, looks like still a little seed going out.
Yeah, we have about 20% of our soybeans yet to load out here.
Doing good as far as crops planting-wise in general?
Yeah, it was pretty fast and furious last week. A lot of seed went in the ground last week, so the rains towards the end of the week were super timely, and I think we'll have really nice, even emergence from that.
Did you get a lot of rain?
We had just under 2 inches here in Roseau, and in almost every direction, it seems like maybe a little less, especially to the south. They were up and rolling yesterday, I believe.
You must have needed it because you're back in the fields after 2 inches of rain already.
Yeah, it really soaked up fast. The fields look awesome for 2 inches of rain. So, yeah, I'm excited to see what pops out of the ground here at the end of the week with these warm temps.
Is this spring, has it been late for you guys, or is it more normal, or what's your thoughts on that?
I'd say it's really normal. I'd say that it looked like it was maybe going to be late, and it turned on fast. And like always, our farmers put in the crop really fast.
So nobody really switched maturities on you or anything like that?
We haven't had any maturity switching here, no.
And that's Crop Watch, brought to you by Ag Country Farm Credit Services and Crary Industries.
This is the